and this is Fascinating Unasked Questions. Today we're going to be asking, what if not all men and women are created equal, either physically or emotionally? What if there are humans walking among us who do not have a soul? What if we're not living in the world that we think we are? Is part of our spiritual growth to discover who we are, where we are, and why we're here? And what if we need to step outside both the box and our comfort zone to find the answer? Let's explore three intertwining aspects that we may never have considered, such as souls, the soulless, and timelines. What if there's more to the Bible than what we're led to believe or dared to question? Let's start at Genesis 1 and Genesis 2. The world has gone mad after all. Just maybe there might have been two creations of man. Those created in Genesis 1 were created in our image after our likeness. Now that sounds like more than one God, doesn't it? What's more, we're not allowed to see God, are we? Not even Abraham. What if, for example, these versions of man were the ones that were created soulless because they might not have been created by Almighty God? What if these were the ones who we later hear about in the land of Nod? We shall come back to this a little later. In Genesis 2, God, in the singular this time, created Adam from the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. Eve and their two boys, Cain and Abel, and anyone else in their bloodline would therefore have a soul too. Cain killed Abel and then fled to the land of Nod and took a wife. Where did she come from? Was she part of the first creation? Did she have a soul? What did God mean in Daniel 2:42 when he said, "Where thou sawest iron mixed with miry clay, they shall not mingle with themselves with the seed of men, but they shall not cleave to one another, even as iron is not mixed with clay." Could he be talking about the souls in the soulless? After all, Daniel did also interpret the king's dream, where he said that a woman with a soul should not marry a man who is soulless. What does he mean by that? So, back to the land of Nod. Where did they come from if Adam and Eve were the first ones? Cain took a wife, so she was grown up. Could she have been from the first creation in Genesis 1? The ancient Greeks knew about them. They were called hylic. The Mayans called them figures of wood. The late Dolores Cannon, of the Convoluted Universe fame, called them backdrop people. A Russian Gnostic, Boris Moraviev, reinforced the concept that there are two races of man on the planet. He calls them the first seed and the second seed. Could this be Genesis 1 and Genesis 2? He further stated that, except for the lack of a soul in the first seed, they would be almost indistinguishable from ensouled humans. He then referenced the first seed, those in Genesis 1, as organic portals. Organic because they're flesh and blood, just like us, and portal because entities from the fourth dimension can and do operate through them to serve an agenda. And not all agendas are bad. So this raises more fascinating unasked questions. Why would there be soulless people? Instead of calling them soulless, let's picture them as non-playable characters, like in a video game. We shall come back to this little gem of a question after we've discussed a little bit about timelines. What if we're really souls having a human experience? The soul is who we really are, a spark of life from God. Being of God, would we not design and choose our life script before we come to Earth? What if it's all staged? What if we're the ones who actually chose the experiences and the lessons that we needed to learn, including the karmas from our previous life experiences that need to be addressed too? Might Earth be a free will school where souls learn the consequences of their actions and hence all the tests? What if karma is not a control but a feedback system that shows up as events on our life script? Maybe karma is actually us meeting our shadow self. We shall discuss more about karma on another video. Drama has no significance beyond providing our lesson, test, or for us to gain knowledge. What if drama is just a catalyst? The controls and boundaries were already set by us before we came here, but how we respond to them is still up to us. If the going starts getting tough, just remember that we chose this and steel is not made without fire. All very interesting, but what does that have to do with timelines? And what do timelines have to do with non-playable characters, the soulless? We have free will, and when we come to a major crossroad in our life, a point of choice, usually in a form of a catalyst, this is where we may change our timeline. Let's use the 3D-5D split as one such example. I covered dimensions in more detail in the 3D-4D-5D video. Being awake is one thing, that does at least get us to 4D. To get to 5D and to stay there requires a determined choice to get all of our inner work done. So, what exactly does happen when we go to 5D? We don't actually go anywhere. Or do we? We certainly have a higher vibration and a huge shift in mindset. So let's explore where we really do go to. The answer might be another timeline. Life still gets played out in a world that's very similar, with all the same players in the game as we'd expect to see in 3D Earth. We still expect to see our friends and family, even if we do rise above the drama and are no longer affected by it. Likewise, when we're in 5D, our friends and family still expect to see the same lovable delight that's in their 3D life too. We can't be in two places at the same time. Or can we? What if these voids were filled by the organic portals, the non-playable characters? What if beings of light are able to jump in and influence these characters? Angels do the good stuff, and the negative guides do the shitty stuff, where an ensouled human would ordinarily pick up karma. We shall talk about negative guides on another video too. Quantum physics scientists have already proven that life is one big hologram. Our soul is plopped into a body, we hit the play button, and away we go. Everything is vibrating energy, and nothing exists until it's observed. Is it really so far-fetched as to have a placeholder me in the form of an organic portal in the timeline that I just stepped out of? It's believed that up to 60% of the population might be organic portals. Placeholders wouldn't have souls, they'd have no need of them. They're there just to fulfill the duties and responsibilities of the original timeline that we would have been on had we not made the choice created by the catalyst. So, let's go back to the 3D-5D scenario. We're now at the end of this third dimensional civilization. Mother Earth has been granted her birthing right into the fifth dimension, and the timeline split is upon us. Souls are created as blank slates, and each one needs to gain knowledge, ability, and vibration in order to progress until eventually we serve the higher realms. It's also interesting to note that the only two things we actually do take with us when we leave this mortal plane is love and knowledge. We only need to be 51% light in order to graduate from 3D Earth. There are many starseeds, masters, indigos, and more who've already graduated 3D Earth, but came back here to Earth to help with the ascension to 5D. What's so heartbreaking is that so many of them are still caught and shackled to the material things of a 3D illusion. Many have still not awakened to why we came to Earth, nor remembered the great mission that we set for ourselves, and time is fast running out for them to awaken to the truth. To them, life looks the same. It's a bit more chaotic, maybe, with a few more rules than there was before. There's more fear and drama, But they're still looking good. They've got lots of followers to idolise their every word. And their nice car or home reflects their prestige. These are hard things to let go of. For those that do manage to leave it all behind, such as the materialism, displayed successes, ego-driven desires and such, they move into a place of calm, understanding, oneness with all, service to others, and peace. Now, if we do create our own world, which, being of God, we do, and like attracts like, how can this be achieved if we bring all the drama and clutter from our 3D friends and family with us? Would a placeholder or non-playable character controlled by a being of light fulfill that role until other ensouled players come into our script whilst we find and discover our 5D new tribe? My placeholder organic portal in 3D still keeps me just as lovable. And, because it has no soul, can still initiate a catalyst for another person's growth or experience without me nor it getting karma. Let's take another leap and ask ourselves whether the old P's serve the matrix control system of God's greater plan. And might the difference for ensouled humans be because we serve the Christ consciousness? Where might you fit in with all this? Have you noticed how friends come and go? How you might not fit in anymore like you used to? How when you go back to a fond memory that it's never the same? Or maybe it's just me. You can find more of our videos in the news tab at fairywood.ca. If this video got your thinking juices flowing, take a look at Sentinels of Light by TJ Hegland. I shall leave a link for it in the description of this video. We're all on the journey to evolve into a more worthwhile state of being. And if you're serious about doing your inner work and genuinely need help, please do get in touch. These are very exciting times, and Fairy Wood is here to bring hope and assist those who wish to graduate out of 3D Earth and transition to 5D. We even host a variety of workshop retreats dedicated to inner work in order to give you the experience of 5D too. These are not for the faint-hearted. Whether you realise it yet or not, you are the one that you've been waiting for. You just don't realise who you are or what you're capable of yet. And that's how we can help. See you on the next one. And remember, the sun always comes out after the rain. So make way, because the light must shine.